All right, romantasy lovers, you're going to want to listen to this because the epic conclusion to the viral Book Talk romantasy series is finally here. Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick. And this finale absolutely delivers. I picked it up over the weekend and was completely pulled into the chaos. It moves fast and hits hard emotionally, especially as the heroine navigates her anxiety and depression and in such a real way, real and grounded way. And if you love fae and dragons, vampires, witches, shifters, and the children of gods, plus that Crescent City style blend of magic and modern technology, then this world will be your next obsession. It feels like ours with smartphones and cars, but woven with everyday wild magic. And so this is book 4 of the Legacy series. So it's not the place to start, but all 4 books are on sale now, and the full set makes an amazing gift for anyone who devours book talk romantasy favorites, deep world building, and tropes like fated mates, morally gray characters, meddling gods, and high emotional stakes. You can find Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. That many people discover long before they ever learn its name. Clairsentient, a clear feeling. If claircognizance is intuition that lands as a quiet knowing, clairsentience is intuition that speaks through the body, its emotional intelligence amplified, its sensitivity with purpose. Clairsentients are the people who walk into a room and immediately register the emotional temperature and who sense tension before a word is spoken, or who feel when someone is hurting even if they're smiling, and who absorb subtle shifts in energy the way others notice light or sound. You don't merely pick up on vibes, you feel them. Deeply and physically, instinctively, often long before you have any context for why. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Today's episode is one that I thought I would revisit for this season 2 Witchy Wednesday. We have talked a lot about it in the past, and it's one that when you understand this, your entire relationship with your intuition changes. So I feel like it's important to revisit this. And so this episode, we're talking about the 7 clairs. What are the 7 clairs? They are extrasensory perceptions. They are intuitive pathways beyond the 5 physical senses. So they are subtle spiritual senses. Know and feel and hear and see, taste, smell, touch, the unseen. So the clairs are the languages of psychic intuition. Here's a part that also most people don't realize is that everyone has them. But 1 or 2 are just naturally louder than the rest. Your dominant clair is the doorway through which your intuition speaks most clearly. So it is your psychic wiring, the way that your inner knowing has always tried to reach you, even when you didn't have words for it yet. So some people are knowers, right? Some people, maybe they are feelers. Some are seers. Some are listeners. You get it. And then there, of course, are rare sensory pathways that show up through scent and taste or touch. And you are not meant to force intuition to work in a way that isn't natural for you, I believe. And so when you discover the clair that comes most easily to you, the one that you work with daily, when you recognize this clair, your intuitive accuracy strengthens, your clarity sharpens, and your spiritual confidence expands because you stop doubting the very sense that was designed for you. So think of the clairs like different instruments. Everyone can learn all 7, right? But One is your primary note, and one has been ringing inside you since childhood. So today we're going to explore each of the seven clairs one by one, what they feel like, and how they show up in daily life. Also, why you may have ignored or dismissed them, and how to recognize the clair that has not been whispering to you all along. Because you are intuitive, you are psychic, not in a performative way, but in the quiet, natural human way we were all born with. Your intuition is not outside of you. It is built into your system, and once you understand the language it speaks, everything begins to make sense. So with that said, let's open the door and let's step into the seven clairs and discover the intuitive sense that has always been yours. But first, of course, we gotta do a card. Obviously. Whoa. Okay, it's definitely one from this pile. All right. Obviously. Okay, I think we've pulled this one before. I don't know. I know that I pulled this one recently. The High Priestess. Of course. Of course, the High Priestess. This is the Queen of Intuition, right? The patron of the clairs, perhaps even. But she is the inner knowing. She is the keeper of the unseen, right? So perfect. This is our guiding energy, the High Priestess. Wow. The High Priestess, it signifies strong call to trust our intuition, right? And look beyond the surface and listen to our inner voice. And this is one of my favorite cards to pull because it reminds me, my gut knows. My intuition and my inner knowing. Trust your intuition and your extrasensory perception on what will guide you, help guide you through life. So we'll start with the clair that so many of you likely have, maybe secretly. Maybe you also don't even realize it because no one validated it when you were 9 years old, predicting your aunt's breakup before she did. But claircognizance. This is clear knowing. The I don't know how I know, I just know type of energy, right? And also here's the thing, claircognizant girls, they don't always feel intuitive, or maybe they don't get the big chills, maybe they don't hear whispers or whatever. So they aren't necessarily having visions, right? But your intuition comes in a clean, quiet, also confident way. There might not be theatrics or flashing neon signs, no dramatic breakup or whatever. It's just there. Like one moment you're living your life and then the next moment you suddenly know you need to book a different flight for whatever reason. But you know yourself, you trust yourself, you follow that. Especially as you strengthen this. Or maybe you just sense that there's a text coming with bad news, or the person that you just met is absolutely not your kind of person. Or maybe the opportunity is going to fall through before it even remotely looks like it will. Claircognizance is basically your intuition borrowing your brain for a second and dropping just truth onto your lap in front of you. And you're like, oh yes, I knew it. And it's not loud. What it feels like is that it's not loud. It's not likely emotional, not even dramatic. It's just, it's clean, sharp, mature, like a thought that didn't come from you, but is posing as your thought. And so it often shows up when you're doing the most mundane things, right? When you're driving or showering or brushing your teeth, walking your dog, whatever. And the message just drops in fully formed. You just know. There's no backstory. Sometimes there's not even an explanation. You're just like, oh, right. I just know. That's the way to explain it. You just know. Now there's of course a shadow side. There's a shadow side to all the clairs and we'll talk about it, but claircognizant girls, they may really struggle with thinking that their intuition is just anxiety or expecting people to understand their knowing without explanation, or also feeling impatient because the truth seems so obvious to them and not to everyone else. Or doubting themselves because the knowing feels too easy. Also wanting proof, even though proof comes later, which it's always usually later, which is probably annoying, right? You're not crazy for knowing things without sourcing them. You're intuitive. You're tuned in. You're open. Your brain is not malfunctioning. It's just receiving. So if this is your dominant clair, then trust the ease of your knowing and it's your inner wisdom speaking long before the world catches up. You know how we're always told our health starts in the gut? Well, for women, so much actually starts with our hormones. And when your hormone levels aren't where they should be, you feel it everywhere. Your energy, your mood, the way your digestion feels, your clarity, and even how your body manages weight. So as we head into the new year, imagine giving your body a reset, supporting it in maintaining optimal hormone levels with something that blends the power of herbal, nature-inspired ingredients and real science. There's a formula called Hormone Harmony that honestly caught my attention because it bridges both worlds beautifully. It was created by an award-winning German nutrition scientist, and it combines 12 powerful adaptogens into one herbal plant-based capsule. Every ingredient is chosen because it's supported by scientific evidence and has been studied across different ages and hormone profiles. So it's not just a herbal vibe, it's genuinely science-backed nature. My favorite combination. This is a company that has a strict zero compromise policy. No GMOs, no artificial fillers or flavors, just herbal, science-supported ingredients in clinically tested amounts. That's why so many women feel like their bodies respond well to it. What makes Hormone Harmony stand out is how it supports multiple hormone pathways at the same time, creating this ripple effect through the body and mind, supporting mood, energy, comfort, and easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. And the social proof is wild. There are over 50,000 reviews from women around the world, and 98% say they'd recommend it to someone they love. That says everything. So this holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off today. Ever since I started juggling what basically feels like two full-time jobs, real estate, and podcasting, I have to say that my mornings have completely changed. I need rituals that actually support my brain instead of drain it. So I finally tried something new in my morning ritual, and I am in love. I'm obsessed. It's called Everyday Dose, and it is coffee with benefits. So I had to bring this to you because I, as you know, love coffee, but I have no intention to replace it. So I still want my delicious coffee that I love, but enhance it with really powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics. And the nootropics help my brain feel, honestly, I believe, clearer and calmer and way more focused. And so picture the same cozy morning coffee moment, but with clean, sustained energy, no crash, no jitters, which for me is everything. And it takes 30 seconds. You mix, sip, done. My brain and my gut have not been happier with a coffee routine in a long time. So Everyday Dose combines high quality coffee with functional mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you that clean, steady energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee. It's just coffee. Plus benefits. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, free peppermint mocha creamer plus for the holidays, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. All right. Let's move on to a clair that many people discover long before they ever learn its name. Clairsentient, a clear feeling. If claircognizance is intuition that lands as a quiet knowing, clairsentience is intuition that speaks through the body, its emotional intelligence amplified, its sensitivity with purpose. Clairsentients are the people who walk into a room and immediately register the emotional temperature and who sense tension before a word is spoken, or who feel when someone is hurting even if they're smiling. and who absorb subtle shifts in energy the way others notice light or sound. You don't merely pick up on vibes. You feel them deeply and physically, instinctively, often long before you have any context for why. Sometimes it's overwhelming, sometimes it's inconvenient, sometimes it happens in the middle of a grocery store for no apparent reason. But none of that means anything is wrong with you. It simply means that you're wired in a way that allows you to perceive the emotional and energetic layers most people miss. This is clairsentience, and it's a profound intuitive gift, one that becomes even stronger and clearer once you stop judging it and just start leaning into it and understanding it. So clairsentience, it will show up in the body before the mind often, so it can feel like chills without a clear cause, or maybe tightness in the chest when something is just off, warmth or ease when something is right, goosebumps that feel like a clear yes from the universe, or heaviness when someone isn't being truthful, or a shift in your energy when someone you love walks into the room, your stomach dropping before difficult news, needing solitude because emotions cling and accumulate. You don't just sense your own feelings, you pick up on the emotional atmosphere around you, past and present, almost like an internal radar, right? And so the surprising part though is that you may think everyone processes the world in this way, but they don't. This is your clair and your intuitive sensitivity, and it's a genuine gift. Of course, there's shadow to it, like there is shadow to every clair. I think clairsentient women may struggle with confusing someone else's emotions for their own, or getting overwhelmed easily in crowds, or taking on other people's problems as if they're personally responsible, feeling drained after socializing, needing more rest than most, attracting emotionally messy people. You know, your energy is basically a safe couch, so people collapse into it, which is beautiful, but also boundaries. Boundaries is a superpower. Your sensitivity is a superpower, not a burden, so you need boundaries, but you do have to manage it with care, right? You don't need to carry every emotion that you pick up. Let some of them float away. They're not yours. So if you're clair, remember that your sensitivity is not a burden, but a compass, guiding you toward what is true. And now let's talk about a clair that everyone thinks they want because it sounds very mystical, almost cinematic. But in reality, it's way softer and subtler and sometimes more confusing than people expect, which is clairvoyance, clear seeing, the vision girl. Not necessarily I see ghosts in a hallway energy, right? Maybe, but they get flashes and images, daydreams, symbols, colors, dreams that feel like movies with a message hidden inside, and it's intuitive cinema. Clairvoyance is often misunderstood because movies make it seem dramatic and literal, and in reality, it's often much subtler than that, and it can just look like a quick mental image before meeting someone, or visual metaphors when someone speaks, symbols that appear in your mind unprompted, dreams that feel significant or prophetic, daydreams that later unfold in real life, seeing an outcome in your mind before it happens. You're the person who can see a story while someone is describing a simple situation, and your intuition speaks in images and symbols and inner films rather than words or sensations. So this is the key part, is that clairvoyants often think, hey, well, that was just in my head. Right? Well, here's the truth. Your imagination is one of your intuitive portals. So if you've always been a daydreamer or a visualizer or a creative girly, then you're probably clairvoyant and you just didn't know. And clairvoyants, they see guidance, not hear it or feel it. They see it. And your intuition speaks in visuals. But of course, there's a shadow, right? Your mind can get too visual, leading to overthinking, or sometimes you may mistake fear images for intuition. Your dreams can be overwhelming. You may struggle to stay present because your inner world is so much louder, or you get sensory overload and cluttered, or you're prone to escapism when life gets too loud. You're not too sensitive. Your mind is just a portal, and portals need boundaries. So meditation helps you. Journaling, of course, helps. Rest helps. Stillness helps. And you may be more drawn to those practices the most because of it. And so your intuition comes in clearest when your mind isn't overstimulated. If clairvoyance is your language, honor the images and dreams that rise within you. They are your intuition painting in symbols. Now we are entering the clair that often startles people until they realize it's been with them their whole life. Clairaudience, clear hearing. Not literal voices, usually, and not really anything spooky, just the subtle, quiet way intuition speaks through words and tones and inner sound. So clairaudience is far more common and far more subtle than people realize. It often shows up as song lyrics that happen to answer a question, or hearing your name in meditation, or a thought that arrives and doesn't feel like your own, or a sudden ring in one ear, a phrase dropping in before an event unfolds, words appearing while you're zoning out, knowing that someone will say a moment before they speak, ideas arriving fully formed in the shower. Like, clairaudience are tuned into quieter layers of communication, the tone beneath the words, the rhythm beneath the noise. And so your intuition speaks to you through sound and language and the soft inner knowing most people overlook. Clairaudience often feels like your own voice in your head, which makes it easy to doubt. But here's the difference. Your regular thoughts are chatty and scattered and very human. Your clairaudient hits are crisp and clean, short, sudden, neutral, direct, and they don't come from overthinking. They come in like a ping. And of course, the shadow side. Overthinking. Your mind is allowed. Misinterpreting intuition as anxiety, needing quiet time or you'll combust, talking yourself out of intuitive hits, being extremely sensitive to noise, getting annoyed by random sounds that other people may not even register, or spiraling at night because your inner narrator won't stop talking. It's giving, I can't sleep because my brain won't stop narrating my life all the time. But also, here's the thing, stillness amplifies this clair in a beautiful way. And meditation isn't optional, it's your tuning fork. So if this one resonates, then trust the quiet words and phrases that arrive uninvited. They're often the clearest guidance that you'll receive. Now, one of the rarer clairs, and one that may be very confusing to a lot of people, because many people who have it wonder whether it's intuition or imagination, but if this is you, you're not losing it. You're simply sensing information through scent. Even when no one's there, nothing's there, you can smell something. And so it may seem unusual, but it's real. And some of you have been experiencing it for years without realizing it was an extra sensory perception, your intuition. So clairaliance is what it's called. And so this may be you just randomly smell perfume from a loved one who has passed, or catching floral or sweet scents when you're alone, noticing smoke or cologne in a room where nothing is present, sensing emotional notes on people through smell, feeling soothed or overwhelmed by scents more than others, knowing something is wrong because the air simply smells different. It's hard to describe, but your smell, you just, is a knowing, smelling a memory before the memory itself returns. Most people with this gift assume they're imagining it, right? Because the scent isn't physical, it's energetic, it's symbolic, and it's tied to memory. But this is intuition, and its guidance arrives through fragrance. So another way clairaliance may show up is ancestral communication, mediumship moments, dream states, deep emotional processing, transitions when there's a birth, death, heartbreak, rebirth, healing work. So if you've ever smelled roses while grieving, or sensed a loved one's cologne out of nowhere during a hard time, that was intuition. That was connection. You weren't imagining it. Now, it does have a shadow side. It's a tricky part too, but you may be overwhelmed by strong scents, right? You may pick up on scents associated with people's emotions as well, which is interesting to think you can smell someone's happiness, perhaps. Or maybe sudden smells trigger old memories, or thinking you're too sensitive, or imagining things, or maybe you have a shadow of feeling crazy when no one else can smell what you do. But you're not crazy. Your intuitive nose is just tuned in, truly tuned in. And so if scent is how your intuition speaks, then let these subtle fragrances remind you that connection transcends the physical. Now let's talk about another clair, one that leaves people wondering if something unusual is happening, clairgustance, which is clear tasting. It's the intuitive sense that shows up through sudden, unexplained flavors, like a metal flavor, mint, sweetness, a smoky one, with no physical cause. And this sounds unusual, but many people experience this without realizing it's intuition communicating through their body. And it's subtle, it's symbolic, and far more powerful than it seems. So clairgustance can appear in subtle or symbolic ways, such as tasting sweetness during moments of clarity or connection, or bitterness when something feels off or unspoken, maybe a metallic taste during intuitive or energetic shifts, a taste of food linked to a loved one who has passed, flavors that arise from nowhere in meditation, tastes that mirror emotions or memories. It's your intuition communicating through flavor, a quiet dialogue between your senses and your memory and your deeper knowing. So this clair often activates in healing moments or intense emotional experiences, ancestral or mediumship connection, intuitive warnings, spiritual breakthroughs, energetic attunements, sudden clarity your logical brain can't access yet. Taste is symbolic, it's emotional, it's embodied, it's primal. So when your intuition speaks through taste, it's often giving you very specific, very coded guidance, like sweet may be safe and aligned, or bitterness could be shadow work or something unresolved. They're not rules, they're just patterns that many clairgustant intuitives report. And let's be honest, your shadow side, it can feel confusing or even annoying. You may doubt yourself constantly. Sudden tastes can feel or be overwhelming. You might feel weird for experiencing something no one else does, or it's easy to dismiss it as random or physical when it's actually intuitive. But like every clair, clarity comes from awareness and trust. Once you recognize that this is intuition, not random, then things start making sense. So if this is your clair, then allow the unexpected flavors to be gentle messengers from your emotional and spiritual landscape. All right, we've reached our final clair, and she's one that rarely gets the credit that she deserves. Clairtangency, clear touch. This is the clair that shows up quietly and powerfully, and the intuition that feels like memory and atmosphere and deja vu woven together. It's the ability to receive information simply by touching an object or a photo or a piece of clothing, jewelry, a space. It's that old soul sensitivity, the one that can feel the story behind something the moment it's in your hands, the kind of intuition that turns everyday objects into subtle messengers. So what clairtangency actually feels like, it could be feel like a sudden emotional hit when you pick something up, sensing the history or story behind an object, chills or imagery the moment you touch something, feeling the energetic charge of thrifted or antique items, wanting to wash your hands after touching something heavy, feeling overwhelmed in cluttered spaces because everything holds energy. So if you've ever held someone's jewelry and felt a memory or a story or a shift in your body, that's not imagination, that's clairtangency. So clairtangency is one of the most deeply embodied forms of intuition. It's memory-based, energetic, and incredibly primal. Objects hold things. Spaces remember. Your intuition just knows how to read the imprint. People with this gift often sense timelines or pick up emotional residue, connect deeply with ancestors. They navigate spaces intuitively, feel spiritually guided through touch. pick up stories and symbols and histories without words. You're basically reading the energetic library of the world through your hands. And let's be real as well. Clutter overwhelms you because everything has energy. Physical touch can feel intense depending on the person, or you can feel drained after handling certain objects. You may avoid places that feel heavy. Thrift stores might feel like emotional chaos. Sentimental items hit you harder than most. You are so sensitive in a beautiful earth witch, somatic, intuitive way. And so if touch is your doorway, trust what your hands reveal. Objects and spaces carry stories, and you were born able to feel them. So we have explored all seven clairs, and you probably know which ones feel like home to you, which ones have been with you since childhood even, and which ones are just waking up now. My hope is that something clicked, even quietly, and if you lean into it more, it will strengthen, and therefore your intuitive senses, your intuition will strengthen, and you'll realize, oh, this has always been intuition. This is part of my psychic. You're not dramatic, you're not imagining things, you're intuitive, and you always have been. Your Claire has been waiting for you to notice her, and if you're thinking, yeah, okay, I'm definitely a mix of a lot of them, well, welcome. Most of us are. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Send it to someone you love who may resonate with it. We're diving into the energy of objects, why some things feel haunted, lucky, or alive for Freaky Friday. Also say hi on Substack or Instagram. Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. And I love hearing which Claire you are as well. So anyway, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.